Diary of a Lone Twin by David Loftus. Read by Ben Allen. New Year's Day. And thus begins my personal diary of the year, an odyssey in which I will try to come to some sort of understanding of the events 30 years ago that so shaped my life. The death of my identical twin, Johnny. It shouldn't read as vengeful or vitriolic, but I want to tell the truth in as few pages as possible, over 300 days, from New Year's Eve to the anniversary of John's death. I will try to be as honest and open and transparent as I can, leaving myself psychologically and emotionally bare, telling the story as faithfully as I can and showing the ultimately positive and cheerful me that lives and breathes today. There's no point in this painful journey unless the truth, and the telling of it, helps others who have lost loved ones, not just identical twins, but brothers, sisters, partners, friends, and children. Today I'm in a rather sad and contemplative state. I can't be sure as to whether I will complete the first day of this journey, let alone the whole year. Where to start? Sitting here in the shadow of the Kutubiyya Mosque in ancient Marrakesh, a place I have come to call my home from home, seems as good a place as any, as does the first day of the year. I have just watched the sun set over the palms beside the mosque's melodic call to prayer, disturbing the sparrows as they rush to their nightly evensong conventions in the trees and vines of the Riyadhs. Half an hour of incessant chatter and then blissful silence. I watch and listen nightly. How to start? Last year was the 30th year since John died. 30 years of surviving as a singleton after spending nearly half my life as an identical twin. And what do I hope to achieve by dedicating myself to this year of exploring the loss? Will this be a cathartic experience, a voyage of self-discovery, or will it end in sadness? Time will tell. The desire to write something has been with me for many years, fueled by a deep sense of injustice surrounding the nature of Johnny's death, alongside a festering guilt around the events that led to it, plus a feeling that this has to be confronted and faced. Since John died, one of the simplest of everyday tasks has become one of the most heartbreaking for me, the act of shaving. I had shaved John while he was in hospital, and the contours and blemishes of his face were so familiar to me, akin to looking in the mirror. After that, the task of shaving myself became an impossible chore. That feeling has never left me. And the feeling I have on day one of this journal is of facing a very large, very clear mirror for the first time since his death.